You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. It's the end of week three, I think. Check me on that, of the greater parts of this economy being shut down. And as we saw in the unemployment claims numbers, the damage is mounting even as political talk turns to reopening this economy. So here for five, maybe five and a half, I don't know, we'll see, minutes of live radio to look back and examine our Heather Long from The Washington Post, also Sudeep Reddy from Politico. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Heather, let me start with you and the Federal Reserve Chair Powell, I guess, yesterday with that big move on getting more money into this economy, $2.3 trillion. He is done kidding around, is the impression I get.
He has come out firing every bazooka he's got really quickly, and the stock market loves it. People keep asking, why did the stock market rally 10% this week, even though we have 17 million people out of work? And a big part of that is the Federal Reserve keeps putting out massive amounts of money to backstop pretty much every part of the market. What's new this week is, for the first time ever, the Fed announced it is actually going to make direct loans to companies and to states and municipalities. So that's never happened before, and it tells you how cash-strapped and desperate for cash so many parts of the economy are.
All right, so we're going to get to the disconnect between the markets and the real economy, which Powell talks about a lot in his address, in his set of remarks yesterday, was the real economy. But Sudeep, talk to me for a second about the Congress of the United States, the representatives of the people, and where they are in this whole crisis.
They are mostly playing along. This is kind of remarkable to see. We a decade ago and since then have had some pretty brutal discussions about the philosophy of government intervening in the economy. And today, most of the discussions are about tactics. They're about how do you have the government intervening in the economy, not whether the government should intervene. And so you have Republican lawmakers who are trying to one-up each other in coming up with ways to inject more money into the economy. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri is proposing that we just have the government just pay everybody, just like pour money in and pay everyone. Don't even worry about trying to route it through businesses, which actually is probably a cleaner way to do it, to just have the government do a total takeover of the economy for X number of months. The big problem is nobody knows what that X is.
Right. Good point. And it's the Hawley thing was really, really interesting. But Heather, I do wonder whether Congress appreciates the velocity with which things are happening.
Well, they're certainly trying to make things happen, but it's just not fast enough. When you have this many people, 17 million unemployed, who are trying to get these unemployment benefits. A lot of people I talk to, they've called 100 times a day to try to get through to an office to get this aid and this relief. And 2 or 3 weeks later, they still haven't gotten their first check. Same thing with small businesses. I talked to a small business owner this week from Michigan, and he called the Small Business Administration to check up on where's his loan. And he was caller number 16,000 something on the phone. And so I think, the government, in government terms, they're acting at warp speed, at light speed, if you will. Mm-hmm. But for the real economy, we have never seen a deterioration this quick in like less than a month. And just the money is not getting out fast enough.
Sudeep, as I said, political talk is starting to has turned to actually now for a week or two, the idea of reopening this government. Do you think it's possible to get things going again? In stages, as some are talking about?
Yeah, it is possible for us to do what is called reopening the economy, but what that actually means is going to be really different in reality than just saying that it's happening. It's going to obviously happen slowly and deliberately. Most of Montana and Wyoming are going to come back a lot faster than most of New York and California. Mm. But like, what does it look like when you have restaurants being ordered that they have to have every other table empty? Maybe every restaurant will have half of their seats, a third of their seats that they can actually fill. That's going to continue throughout the summer and maybe into the fall. And so when we talk about reopening the economy, there's a false sense that maybe it's like flipping a switch, and it's not. It's like slowly releasing a valve and letting people come back in. with masks on, wearing gloves like you've never seen before, and it will look like a very different system, and it's not going to inspire confidence in most people to have that slow process, but it's certainly better than where we are right now with everything shut down for the foreseeable next few weeks.
Yeah, there are stories to be done about definitions of terms and what that means. Heather Long, really quickly, and by really quickly, I mean like 30 seconds. The markets are looking at the economy and saying, I don't really care. The Fed's giving us $2 trillion. There's a disconnect here between Wall Street and the real economy, right?
There definitely is right now. The other thing is the market's looking about 6 months out, and it's starting to see some weird glimmer of hope in that idea of the zombie economy that we were just talking about, that what if it partially reopens? Well, at least there'll be some money flowing again. But of course, if you're a small business owner who might have 50% of tables filled and the rest of the restaurant empty, that's no consolation to you.
Heather Long at The Washington Post, Sudeep Reddy at Politico. Thanks, you two. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.